that happens on the track or off. Steve and Sam know about it. You're listening to The Race Report.
And welcome back to The Race Report. I'm Steve Parker along with Sam Atwell. Thanks for joining us. That's it for tonight. There's nothing to talk about. Oh, you know, it is the off season, and we kind of railed on the banquet last week, as we often do after the banquet every year. But, yeah, really, it really is kind of hitting me now. Racing's over for a while. It's done.
It's sad.
It is. It is.
Very sad.
As we always refer to them, the dark days. The dark days of winter. They have the Christmas season and, of course, all that kind of thing to keep your mind off of it. But no racing until February. But, of course, as I mentioned, January 7th, they'll be back at it with preseason testing. That's kind of, at least in our mind, when you follow this closely, that's when the season really starts again, because you start hearing about
a
lot of news, and of course that's a big deal. The preseason test, of course, really the big one comes up at Las Vegas a couple of weeks later. That's when, and especially this year with the car of tomorrow now being the car of today and the only car, it will be interesting to see how they look when they get to Vegas. A little bit of testing's been done there already, some tire testing, but haven't had all the teams out there with the car of tomorrow yet. They also did a test at Atlanta right after the race there earlier this year. And so a few guys have had a chance to shake down the COT on a mile-and-a-half track, but that test at Vegas will be one to really watch with a lot of interest coming up late January. We'll, of course, be on top of that. You know, I mentioned this media poll, and I usually vote on this. I didn't pay much attention this year for whatever reason, and I didn't cast my vote on this, but I would have voted the same as pretty much everybody else did. And we talked about it, I think, a couple of weeks or so ago when we started realizing we needed to start talking about the season that just ended. And that was the biggest stories of the year, and I think easily it was Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s move to Hendrick Motorsports. Talked about basically all season long when Junior made it known that he was not going to return to DEI, the team that, of course, his father started, the only team he had ever driven for in both his Busch Series and Cup Series career. It became big news. And basically, if Junior stumbles walking to his hauler, it's front page news in the world of NASCAR, because he is the 5-time most popular driver. As we said, he'll continue to win that award as long as he's driving. But it was pretty big news for somebody, a high-profile guy like that, to move to a very high-profile, very powerful team. And I think a lot of people obviously look at 2008 now as basically a put-up-or-shut-up year for Junior, because at times he'd been critical of some of the resources they had at DEI and some of the cars they put out on the track, and maybe that was warranted at times, but maybe it wasn't others. At any rate, ain't no excuses when you drive a Hendrick Motorsports car. You know you've got the equipment to get it done.
You know, when that all came out and he announced he was leaving DEI and he said he was going to talk to, you know, everybody. He wasn't gonna just look at the high profile teams. He was looking at, I called BS on that, because Junior was not going to go drive for GAM Racing.
Yeah.
He was not going to go to a team that is not dedicated and is not proven and is not a winner.
Well, I think Junior has let it be known that, you know, and maybe that wasn't the case early in his career, but I think he's let it be known now that his number one thing now, he wants to win a championship. He's won some races. He's rich. He'll never have to worry about money again the rest of his life. He's certainly popular. I mean, he is the rock star, the biggest star in the sport right now. About all he has left to do is win a championship. And I mean, I think he really is starting to feel, even though he's still a young man, is in his early 30s, he's been doing this for a while now and really hasn't, well, I guess in 2005 you could say he got a little sniff of it, as I think he finished third or fourth in the overall standings, but Junior really hasn't come close to winning a championship, and he is nowhere, considered really nowhere near the level of Jeff Gordon, Jimmy Johnson, Tony Stewart, you know, in Nextel Cup racing. He's not on that level, and he wants to be. I think he wants to be remembered as one of the best guys to do this, and you can't be unless you win a championship or two or three.
Well, the first thing that he's got to do, they've got to be consistent. He's got to run in the top 10 consistently week after week after week, year after year. They have not done that. He's missed the chase twice.
Right.
And until, you know, you're not going to win championships until you have that consistency. We saw it, you know, this year. With the exception of the most consistent driver, didn't win the championship.
But yeah, well, that's the chase.
Unless you finish in the top 10 week after week, you're never gonna compete for a championship. And Junior just hasn't done that yet, except for 2005.
Right. Well, I think we could see finishing the top 10 would win you a championship most every other year. But when the guy that you're chasing is winning every week, that's pretty hard to keep up with.
You
absolutely. When the guy wins four in a row, it's pretty hard to keep up with that. Well, Junior met the media, of course, last weekend as they prepared for the big awards ceremony. He was there, not part of the top 10, of course, but he was there to accept his fifth straight Most Popular Driver Award, and it's something that means a lot to Junior, and he's pretty proud of it, and he actually, I think, maybe enjoyed it more this year and maybe was even a bit surprised by it.
Well, I mean, I don't think anybody was really surprised, but that doesn't mean that it's not, you know, humbling. I was thinking comically that it's sort of like a cycle. The award humbles you, which makes you more down to earth, which makes you more easy to relate to, which cycles into another award. So it's you know, the year that I had, the year I put my fans through, the year that I, you know, had off the track that was a struggle, the year, you know, the struggles on the track, I thought that we would lose fans, and we might have even gained some. So, you know, we had to, normally when you don't have contract issues and you don't change driver, you don't change owners, normally you just go through the year and you just try not to do anything stupid, say anything stupid. But this year I had to do some things and say some things that I didn't know if everybody would understand. So I was really, I was pretty honored for my fans to back me up and win that award for me again this year.
That was funny that, could he have ever even possibly thought for a second that his fans wouldn't stay behind him? You know, actually, having said that, I can remember right after the announcement with the move to Hendrick Motorsports.
People were
livid. There were some people that, read NASCAR Scene all the time, and I always like to read the letters section there, and there were some people that wrote in there, well, Junior just lost a fan because this was a fan that, it seems like for so many years there were Dale Earnhardt fans and there were Jeff Gordon fans. Since Gordon came in and became successful in the sport, you didn't really like both of them because it's kind of like they were going against each other. And pretty much the quickest thing I know when I run into somebody and I mention, I like Jeff Gordon, and I like a lot of the drivers, but having been around Jeff quite a bit and he's a great guy, I kind of root for him. And when you tell somebody you like him, and, oh, I hate Jeff Gordon. Or when somebody would just say, I said, I would always say quickly, you must be a Dale Earnhardt fan. Doggone right, you know. And so I think it was still some of that carryover. That's almost like Junior turned traitor, you know.
He went to the dark, evil empire.
He went to the evil empire, that's right. So there probably were a few fans that may turn their back on him, but I don't think so. Because I think for the most part, Junior's fans are fans of the guy. And, I mean, you can hear it when he talks. He's not the most polished speaker by any means. He's not, you know, the slick Jimmy Johnson, Jeff Gordon type. But, I mean, I've always said there's nobody, I don't drink beer, but I can't think of another driver you'd want to go have a beer with. I mean, he's just so down to earth, and I think that's a big part of his appeal. And we'll hear some more from him when we come back after the break. And I think you'll hear more why, all of a sudden I can't speak anymore. But I think you'll
hear. He's the common man.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, and you're going to hear that coming up. He's going to talk about some of the things that, that happened to him this season. And it is. He's just a likable guy. And, I mean, it's easy to see why he is so popular no matter what he does on the racetrack. No matter how much success he has there or doesn't have, he's just a good guy. And I think people really feel like they relate to him. So stick around. More coming up on the Race Report.